Shut up.
We shut up around here. We just shut right the fuck up. Hang on, let me turn this on.
All right, shut up.
Boom. All right. Yeah, we just came on to tell you show's over, everybody. Everybody go home.
Yeah.
And we'll see
you. It's because we have to shut up. Yeah, there's no show.
We'll see you in 3 weeks.
We have to shut up.
You guys are actually fairly lucky that we had a show today. I lost power at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, and they were forecasting that I wasn't getting it back until like now. But it ended up coming on like about 5:30. It came back on. So that was a good.
We're glad you made it.
Yay, we're happy.
All the catastrophes. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Yeah, but you know, I show up when I can. You know, but this is a reminder in two weeks. It's like
2 weeks.
Yeah, it's like that movie. I will not be doing a show for the next 2 weeks after tonight, because to next week I will be out. Actually, I'll be out of the state both weekends, but I'm going to the Florida next Saturday.
Florida.
So they better have that hurricane vest fucking cleaned up by the time I get down there. and what else? Oh yeah, and then I'm going
to 2 week vacation for D-Way.
Yeah, and then I'm going down to Cedar Point. Weekend
that's
after.
Fine. You'll be hanging upside down.
I'm gonna go. Well, I'm gonna go do the Hollow weekends stuff. So I've already been to Hollow. I've already been to Cedar Point already once.
And ask, is there a show for the next 2 weeks?
Nashby.
Be white on vacation. Well earned.
Nashby. So yeah. That's why you'll see in the throne that there's I guess they're straight cash. I forgot the throne. It's just straight cash donations to the Dwight in there for vacation. Just letting you know that is in there. Hey, give me a second. I'm going to tilt this.
Llama? What the?
Why are your balls out?
Why are we being treated?
I got bit by a spider, you guys, and Nashby was asking me to look at it.
Of course he was. A
spider bite
on your ball.
Are you gonna get his superpowers now?
Chicken nugget.
That's only one ball for the record.
I see more male genitalia in this fucking conferences than I care to see.
I know, right?
It's almost every week somebody's got their junk out.
Exposure junk room. Poor Dwight.
Hey, I didn't have shit to do with Llama, man. That's his doing.
Hey, you pulled your whole asshole out.
Seacrest is Lily. How may I help you?
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Good. How may I help you?
I don't know what to do. There's somebody, a woman. I think she's drunk. She's like singing Guadalamela, whatever that song is. But she keeps coming back with, it looks like fish from the ocean. And keeps putting them in the hot tub and screaming, "You're free now, you're free."
Can you call security, send them down to the pool?
Yeah,
we'll send security.
She said she freed, she kept yelling flounder. I don't know what it was. She's like, "You're free now, you're free." And she
unfortunately, there's some homeless people sometimes that wander into
She's very well dressed. She's a foreign white woman. Yeah, she's really well dressed.
Okay, that doesn't mean she's not homeless though.
Well, that's true.
I'll send security.
All right, okay? I appreciate it. Bye. Llama, keep looking out your fucking balcony. There, you're about to see some people down at the pool.
Forget just gonna ask you if this is my joint.
That is. Yeah, go ahead and record. Go ahead and record it. And send it to me.
I don't know what she's talking about. I haven't seen many well-dressed homeless
people. There's three different pools. Three different pools. You have to be specific. So the outdoor pool, the indoor pool. I can't see them all.
Well, they said out to the pool. So they're gonna go outside.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Jaramaka Busara.
Hi, this is Jeremy's voicemail. I think you should leave a message.
Oh, jeez.
At the tone, please record your message.
Meathead.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Jeremy. I wasn't going to leave a voicemail, but then your voicemail kind of demanded it. And, you know, who am I to disobey the orders of Lucifer? If you could, this is Dwight. Give me a call back. I'll talk to you at your earliest convenience. All right, see ya. All right, that's confirmed his shit. Yeah, he plays Lucifer on that show? I don't know.
Oh.
I do like to see, though, the numbers I look for are hitting. Just can't get no one on the phone.
Did you guys get mad at him just for his voice like I did or no?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Right?
It was his witty message that...
Yeah. Like, I want him to fall down.
I think you should leave a message. Hey, Cubicus coming through and joining the MOPS. The MOPS group of the motherfucking memberships. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Let me see
welcome.
What
eat my 25% ass. Here.
Dude, I looked at feeding dolphins, like just feeding them. Like feeding them and like stingrays. $300 fucking dollars a person. How fucking crazy is that?
Oh my god, why is this so expensive?
You should be paying me to feed the fucking fish.
Right, like, doing their job.
Yeah, why are you? They're like, it's the experience. Not $300 worth?
It's like going to a car wash and paying to wash your own car.
Yeah, it's like going to one of those steakhouses where you cook your own food on the fucking Black Rocks. I don't work here. Like, why am I paying you $50 so I could cook my own food on the fucking Black Rocks?
Who?
Keith.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Is Keith there?
Keith?
Yeah.
Which Keith are you looking for?
Keith D. Williams.
Dan.
Keith.
Can I help you?
I need Keith.
My name's Dan.
Yeah, but I need Black Keith.
I know a Keith, and my middle name is Keith, but who are you trying to find?
I'm trying to find Keith.
Listen,
you're who I'm looking for. I'm back from the future, and I've got a message for you. Watch out for that car on the 30th.
What?
Just listen. I'm here to save your life from the future. I'm back. Watch out for the black sedan on the 30th. Don't step off of the curb, all right? You got to look both ways and look for the black sedan.
I don't know what you're talking about, guy.
Okay. You know time travel.
No, I don't.
You've never seen Back to the Future or anything like that?
No.
How old are you?
I'm old enough, but I don't know if this is some kind of prank call.
It's not a prank call. I actually traveled back through time to give you a warning. Because what happens is you step off the curb. You don't look both ways. The sedan, the black sedan, comes down the road. It runs over your foot. You end up getting a infection in your foot. You lose the foot. They then offer to put a tungsten skeleton foot back on you. But then it takes over your body, and then you start World War III.
Okay. All right.
So on the 30th, watch out.
Okay.
Do you believe me?
No. Honestly, I don't.
Okay. Well, you're taking the fate of the free world in your own hands because you don't want to believe a good Samaritan.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you going to watch out?
I'm not telling you anything because I'm not engaging in this.
Listen, I've got a tinfoil hat on right now. I look like a giant Hershey's Kiss.
Okay.
And now I want to come over and kiss you.
All right. Good night.
It's about to be a great night.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Damn. That's not who I was looking for, but he turned it weird. I said I'm looking for Keith. He's like, well, my middle name's Keith. That's not what I'm looking for, man.
Yeah.
He sounded like he was writing a book with, like, blood.
I'm looking for Black Keith because you sound 100% white. Like,
sounds about white.
Sounds about white to me. I saw the trailer for it, I don't know, like 3 months ago.
Hello, this is Pam Shaw's cell phone. please leave me a message. I'm very busy at the moment.
Kat, I think that was that lady. That was that weird one from Welcome to the Jungle with Van Damme. I'm pretty sure that was her voice. That was Kristen Shaw.
Hello.
Hey, is that Jimmy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jimmy. Great. Listen, this is Dwight. I'm a producer for the show Pawn Stars on A&E. Have you ever watched this?
Yeah. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Listen, we actually had to send Chum Lee into an inpatient rehab. We were just perusing the online articles today, and it's astonishing how much you look like Chum Lee, and we were wondering if you could come in and stand in as him.
Unfortunately, I can't do that. I'm a transportation coordinator, so I work a lot. And I have a show right now currently in El Segundo that I'm on.
Okay. Well, this was the spinoff we were going to be doing. It's called Pawn Stars Alaska. So, like, we would have to shift you up to Alaska because Chum Lee's running a store up there. And it's, you know, he had his own
shit, I wish I could have.
Yeah, that would have been...
Sorry about that, brother.
That'd have been great. I apologize for wasting your time. I'm such a stupid motherfucker.
You're not wasting my time at all.
Such a stupid asshole wasting everybody's time. This man's famous. Wasting his goddamn time. I apologize.
No problem at all, brother.
All right. You have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Yes.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
How are you?
Who's this?
It's Dwight. I got that guy you told Dwight. I got the guy you told me to put in the trunk. What do you want me to do with him?
Oh, the guy in the trunk. You got him?
Yeah, I put him in the trunk. What do you want me to do with him?
Bring him to Kamala's house.
Okay.
Bring him to Kamala's house.
All right. What's she gonna do with him? She gonna force him to vote for her?
No. She's gonna get some baby oil from Pete Diddy, and she's gonna, have a go.
Goddamn bulk deliveries from Costco. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you right now.
All right. I'll do that. I'll tell him with your regards. Hey, real quick question though. Do you have any baby Ruths for him?
Who?
My friend. He needs a baby Ruth.
Baby Ruths?
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
A baby Ruth. Now we stopped eating those a long time ago. Now we like this coconut dark chocolate with coconut.
Oh, the Almond Joys? Yeah.
Yeah, so who is this?
It's Dwight.
Dwight who?
McClanahan.
Who the hell is Dwight McClanahan?
That's what everybody asks themselves. Who is Dwight McClanahan?
So who is this?
Who is Dwight McClanahan? You may be asking yourself this question.
Well, come now.
Well, that was him.
I think the throne alert scared him off.
No, he couldn't hear the throne alert. I'm gonna have to play it for him.
Well,
but
well, the timing was great.
That's pretty good. He answered the phone and he's like, take him to Kamala's house. Should have got him to sing in Italian. Oh damn, no, does he do good singing?
Wonder who it is.
Hola, ¿qué pasó?
Hi. How are you?
Good, about you?
I'm pretty good. My name's Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah, and I'm with the Genitalia Association of America, and we're just calling to make sure yours is still working.
Genitalia?
Yes.
My balls.
Yes. Are they working still?
My balls are working just great.
Okay, can you give them a squeeze real quick? Make sure that they're still there.
Yeah, they're there. Don't get me going now.
Okay. Well, no, I was just making sure. Okay, because too many men in America these days are losing their genitalia.
No, my balls are there and they're perky and they're ready for anything.
Okay. And in the room you're currently in, out of the five females that are probably right there, how many of them do you believe have genitalia as well?
Oh, none of them. I make sure.
Okay. Okay, good. Because listen, we don't want no stealth fighter balls just flying around willy-nilly in any of the rooms.
Yeah, you know, you got to make sure when they're in a bikini, then nothing's poking out.
Right. Well, bikini? Yeah. I like to get them naked.
Yeah, you know, I just usually just deal and wheel, you know,
uh-huh.
type of deal with these females.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, all right, I'm busy with this chick, so I'll talk to you later.
Prove it. Put her on the phone.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello, you've reached Corey Berlinger. Leave me your name and a message, and I'll get back
message?
To you.
Message?
Thanks.
Message.
Hi, I'm not sure message. What a message is, but I got a message for you. Quit trying to sell 2001 Honda XR 2050Rs, motherfucker. That's my territory. I'm the only one that gets to sell that shit around here. So mind your business. Mind your motherfucking business. Hello? You looking for a throttle body?
Yeah, I was. I found one.
Okay, because that's what I call my old lady, and I was going to offer her up to you.
Oh, great.
She's got a throttle body. You know, you kind of grab on it, and you're like, but you got to have a couple of drinks first. You grab on it, and you're ready to go, but then you're like,
right.
I don't want to make a bad choice. Then next thing you know, she keeps flying back out to Casper, Wyoming, keeps stalking you, coming to your trailer, brings you booze to get it past, buys booze for you to get into your trailer, records you having sex in your bug infested chair, tries to revenge porn you for $2,000.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Welcome to the life of Cobra. All right.
Just couldn't take it.
He didn't want to hear the whole. He didn't want to hear the whole story. I had a whole story for him. We've all been there, Layla. You ain't lying. I have a feeling John had a few of those relationships before Sophia came along.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm outside. You had these windows, exterior house windows. You were selling them.
So oh, like, yes, sir.
Yeah. So I'm outside. Like, do I take the siding off to get to the window to take it out or what? I've got my crowbar out here right now.
Where are you talking about here now, sir?
The house right here. I'm trying to pry the window out, but it's like the drywall. I'm not the drywall. I'm sorry. The siding. The siding on the house is in the way. How do I get this out of here?
Yes, sir. I don't know. I'm not sure where you're talking about, sir.
It's on the house right now.
Which house?
The house. What do you mean?
I don't know who
I'm
this
not,
is, sir.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on. Oh, okay. It's the house. It's on Fenton Ave.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. So the only windows I know about, I put a listing on Tradio about some windows I had for sale.
Oh,
other than that, I'm not sure what you're talking
about. It's not the ones that are on the house right now?
No, I don't know where you're...
Sir, I don't want to tell you this, but I've already taken two windows out of your home.
Out of my home, sir? I don't know what you're talking about.
I already pried them out.
I don't know. Where'd you get my phone number from?
Somebody put it on Facebook Marketplace with a picture of the house, and they said, just come get these windows.
They said, just come, yeah.
They said they were
they
free.
Put my
said,
number on there?
Yeah, said they were free.
What the hell?
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about there.
Do I need to put the windows back, or?
This got to be a prank phone call.
No. I don't do that. I'm a Christian.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah.
We
put the windows back.
We don't joke as Christians because, you know, we don't have a sense of humor.
Bullshit. Yeah, we do.
Ever since Jesus went up on that cross, my sense of humor has been gone. It's been null and void. Every drop of his blood, null and void.
Oh, all righty, sir. Have a good night.
Hey, one quick question. Can I borrow some of your blood?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Vampire Dwight.
I didn't say what I wanted the blood for. I just said I wanted some of it. I didn't say I was going to drink it.
Wait, what are you going to do with it, bud? What are you going to do with it?
I got a few people I want to frame. I just start asking people for their blood because I want to frame some people. You might have to disappear for a while if they do a DNA test.
Yeah, no big deal. By the
way, what is your blood type?
I'm going to give you about $2,000 to go on an extended vacation for about a month.
Make sure they have passports, so on and so forth. You know.
Basically, I'm going to need you to stay underground for about a week.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the apples.
Yes.
Are they still available?
Yes, I still have some left. Okay. Some of them are pretty high up in the tree, but I do have an apple picker. And the ones that are up high are really the nice ones.
Oh, okay. So are you charged by the bushel or per the apple? What do you do?
No, I charge by the pound, $1 a pound.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No.
Because my ex-wife, we just got divorced. It just got finalized. And she, of course, got the house because she has the kids and stuff. It's very understandable. But I want to buy some apples from you so I could throw them through her window and break them.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
No, I'm very
sorry. You are kidding.
No, because I built the house. Me and my grandfather built the house. And she knew I wanted the house in the divorce. And she fought me tooth and nail. That's why she wanted the kids, because she knew she got the kids, she got the house. And I feel like retribution is in call. Like I should do that.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
but it's funny.
So you know, normally, like I just want to scare her a little bit, and she's on the bigger side. So I figure I throw some apples in there. Maybe she gets the hint, like, you know, eat some more fruit, bitch. You know, that type of thing. That's the message I'm trying to get across to her. And so that's why I'm asking. And, you know, if it's a private party seller, then it's better than going to an apple orchard, because they keep records, because they're going to want to run a credit card and stuff. And if I pay straight cash with you, see, no paper trail.
Well, if you want to throw apples at a house, I've got some that are bruised, and you can just have those, too.
Oh, all right. How many do you got? How much do you think you got?
Oh, my Lord. I picked a wheelbarrow full. But they've been sitting there for about a week. I was planning on going out tomorrow and sorting them out, because I know there might be some good ones in there, but a lot of them are bruised and they have to be tossed. And then there's a bunch on the ground, and then I've got some sacks, and then I've got the good ones on the tree yet, so.
Okay. And when I come, could you handle one of the apples and, like, show me the bruises?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I'm going to wear gloves. Because I don't want my fingerprints on the apples.
Well, you should wear gloves.
Right. I just want to put Absolutely. You. I just want to put your fingertips and fingerprints all over the apples.
Yeah. Right.
And then you can ride with me, and I'll show you how to throw apples at a house.
Well, I don't have.
No. You could do it at my house, my ex house. But then, like. Then you can get out and apologize to my ex-wife, and then I'll leave you there.
Oh, you know, I think you're pulling my leg.
No, because I'm going to have you go up and apologize to her, and you're going to have some zip ties on you and some laxatives and a ski mask.
Oh, come on now.
And some condoms. Can you bake the apples into a pie for her? So it's really hot when we leave your house, and then I can slap it right in my ex-wife's face.
No.
And then I can yell at her. I can be like, "No, you're an apple pie." I'll do that right to her face, as she's getting third-degree burns, and her face is melting because of the hot apple pie.
Well, I'm so sorry for your dilemma. I really am.
You know, people in this country are not helpful these days.
Well, a lot of them are.
What has happened to the patriotism? America.
Yeah, well, what happened to people being just nice? You know, you don't have that much anymore.
I think that ended about World War II.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's
World War
One.
It kind of stuck around still a little bit, but when World War II came through, like, that was the end of it.
Yeah. Well, what time were you planning on coming over?
15 minutes.
Oh.
I got to do this under the cover. I got to do this under the cover of night.
Well, you can't see the apples at night.
But we can go in your house. I mean, you got light, right? You paid the light bill? Why would you not invite a perfect stranger you just met on the phone into your home?
Yeah. Are you serious about this?
Yes, absolutely. I want to carve a little. Wait a minute. Do you have an apple peeler at all? Like, cause I don't have one here. Like, can you use a potato peeler on an apple? I didn't know if that was mutually exclusive.
Well, you could, but I use a paring knife.
Because I want to carve little messages into the apples before I launch those motherfuckers through the window.
Yeah.
You know, like one I want to carve in cheating whore. Another one, you're a great mother. The other one, you should have never fucked Fred.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
That was fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you serious?
He was a nice lady.
He told Fanny.
He was so nice.
Tell her you love her before you got off. Good job.
She's the one that ended it. It could have led to a love connection. She's the one that hung the phone up, not me.
That lady was the sweetest lady ever.
Just like my grandma. I use a paring knife to peel the apple.
Why would you do that? Get a fucking potato peeler. Get a vegetable peeler out. Just peel the skin. She's like, I like to do it the old-fashioned way. I sit on my front porch in my rocking chair.
I like to use my old rusty apple corer and give everybody lockjaw.
I got a straw hat on. I used the clothing mangle. I thought she was going to get ready to start telling me stories like, we've all been... She did say that. We've all been there. Oh, we have a voicemail.
Yeah.
We've all been there, haven't we, really?
Everyone assumes that, like, she was sweet when she was younger. Maybe she was, you know,
running the streets. I almost feel like she's using dead bodies to fucking fertilize this apple orchard or whatever she's in. She might be trying to murder people, get people out there.
Maybe there's some hoes in that house.
Oh, I didn't think about this. She's talking about... All the good apples are at the top. She's getting people on ladders and fucking kicking them out from under. Reach on up there, son. All the good ones are at the top.
Have you got a good hold of it?
Then
she kicks the ladder out from under.
People are breaking their fucking neck.
She's trying to murder people.
What do you mean try?
It's a fucking M. Night Shyamalan fucking twisteroo fucking story over here.
You thought that I was the prey. You're the prey.
Fuck under the ladder, D. White, or you have
I don't like that you're making me pitch the old baby as
Get the ones at the top, Junior.
No, higher. Go higher.
Would you like to see my bikini, young man?
Maybe she's a fucking pervert. Maybe she's like, here.
Look at her.
She's a pervert. Here, put these apple picking shorts on and get on the ladder. You're fucking looking up people's fucking shorts. Oh, did your nuts get bit by a spider? You're the one that involved all of us with your spider bitten fucking balls when you posted it in the chat.
I did it for Nasby. He asked politely.
Dog, little boy?
You do know you guys can message each other privately. Why do you have to fucking drop the nuke and collateral damage everyone? Both of you do that all the time. You're like, here's my nuts. Look at this. It got bit by a spider.
I'm not all the time. I've never done that.
I didn't have anything
to do with this ship, man.
Let me ask you.
Did your nuts get bitten by a spider while picking apples at my orchard?
You better put these tight shorts on and pick my apples. top of the
tree. You just saran wrap that. Well, how are you guys getting your naughty bits bitten by spiders? You just got them out willy-nilly? Right. You just letting the spider come on in and say hello?
My nut. No one got bitten.
He was teabagging. I have to imagine he was teabagging spiders. He's like, that's a nice one right there. Yeah.
I met this lady and she asked me to pick some apples for her and I got stung by a bee.
No,
weird.
Yeah, no hyphonics. All right, we got a voicemail we got to play. Here we go.
This is Byron. Oh, I was calling to talk to you about a 2001 Honda XR.
Is there a point to this?
All right, so this is the guy I told him he couldn't sell this shit anymore because this was my territory.
Yeah, what's the deal with your voicemail?
How should I know?
I don't know. You just left me.
Got amnesia.
I don't even know who you are.
Oh.
Oh. Well, okay.
You left me a voicemail calling me a motherfucker. So
you didn't tell me why you were concerned.
I don't know why you're concerned.
Right. That's awesome.
Like.
Yeah. Why are you concerned?
Are you concerned? Where are you
why
from?
Are you concerned?
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
Oh, that's the end of the voicemail. Why are you fucking concerned?
What's the deal with that voicemail you left?
First off, I wouldn't prank call Hyphonics anyway. But he's not streaming tonight because his flight's during this time. He's probably in the air right now. And what am I getting an alert about? Let's see. Oh, someone's finally finished cleaning their room. Let's get the round of applause. Everybody clap.
Golf clap.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi. I'm calling about your dick pigs.
My what?
Your dick pigs. The wiener pigs?
Okay.
Are you still available? Oh, I just got a message coming in. Are they still available?
Where are you calling from?
My living room? I don't understand. Okay. I don't understand the question, I guess.
It says you're calling from Missouri.
Oh, I used to live in Missouri. I left.
Okay.
It's a hellhole.
Okay.
Do you believe they don't believe in a man's, they don't believe in my my rights, they don't believe in my religious rights at all to sacrifice animals in my way?
We don't have anything available.
No, it's a religious thing. Come on. Bitch. She didn't want to know about the way I sacrifice them. They had a problem with me throwing them in the traffic. I had a pig in it.
If you had to sacrifice one animal, which animal would you sacrifice?
What's funny, though, is it said wiener pigs. It's a fucking dick
What's
pig.
What's a wiener pig?
I don't. It's a dick, it's a dick pig. It's also my nickname.
I'll show you one.
That was my nickname in high school,
no.
too.
Look in the chat and scroll up. You'll
no,
see.
I'm done looking at Skype tonight. I'm just going to minimize and listen.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
This is Dwight. You still got the Subaru?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, then why is the ad still up, motherfucker?
I took that ad down.
Oh, my apologies. I did not know. I've had my computer on for about 4 months now, and I haven't refreshed. Oh, yep, look at that. It's gone. Where'd it go? You took it down.
Okay.
All right, you want to call me an asshole or a motherfucker back just so we could be on an even playing field?
No, that's fine.
I'd feel a lot better when I go to church tomorrow if you just called me a motherfucker.
Oh, that's fine.
Come on, please. I got to get right with the Lord.
Have a good night.
I got to get right with the Lord.
Have a good night.
Dear Jesus, I have sinned. I called one of your flock a motherfucker. I repent.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello, this is Christy. I can't get to the phone right now. If you want to leave your name and number, I'll get back to you. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Well, how do there, Christy? I'm calling about your left-handed donkeys you got advertised. I need you to call me back, because I got a bunch of kids that ain't right. They wear helmets and they're left-handed. I know what you're thinking. We should just get rid of them, but the government won't let you do that without some type of penalty now. Give me a call back. I'll give you my half price for these mutated donkeys. All right. Goodbye. This song could teach you a valuable lesson. Marijuana ruins lives. I'm just gonna put that out there. It makes you unambitious. Marriages are ruined by it. You ever see that one commercial where that girl melted into the couch and deflated? That's drugs. That is
helped me so much. No, that's an appropriate
representation of drugs. Yeah, hi. I don't know how to talk to you about this. Do you know drugs?
Yeah.
I'm done with the ones I have in my room. I don't want them anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to help you with that, sir. I'm sorry.
What do you do with them when you're done? I've ran my course. I've been on drugs for like 20 years. I'm bored now. I've tried it all. H.
Are you even staying with the hotel?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in a room. I started with marijuana. You know, the D.A.R.E. program in school, they said it was a gateway drug. They were right. Eventually, like, my lungs couldn't handle it anymore, so I switched to the needle drugs. Mm-hmm. Then I got hepatitis. Mm-hmm. And then I started, like, you know Computer Duster?
Yeah.
I read a thing on TikTok that if you inhaled computer dust or it fixed the damage that, like, marijuana smoke did to your lungs. It was wrong. And now I'm just kind of done. Like, I want to... Can I come give it to you? Like, I don't want them anymore.
No, you can't give them to me.
That's okay. I'm going to put them out in the hall. And, like, you know, take one. You know how you do the take a penny, leave a penny at, like, 7-Eleven? I'm going to do that. I don't want them anymore. I feel like it's ruining my life.
That's good for you.
Yeah. That HIV scare is what really drove it home.
Oh, okay.
I was sharing needles with Carrot Top in Vegas one time. I thought it was a prop. It wasn't.
Carrot Top?
Yeah. He used them for steroids. You know, he's a big ripped dude now, steroids. And I mixed steroids, like, because there were still some in the syringe, with marijuana, and then I injected it. I had a mellow roid rage for about a week and a half.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
No, I was listening to Dragomir. Dragomir and Wasted were doing this shit, like, trying to give the drugs back, trying to give them away. They're just like, I just don't want them anymore. The one guy threw a bitch fit when he was like, I'm just going to come down and give them to you. And he's like, no.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn in West L.A. We're speaking to you today.
Hi. I just woke
can
up.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I just woke up. I don't want to do drugs anymore in my room.
I'm sorry?
I don't want to do drugs in your room anymore. Like, I'm done.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just don't want to do drugs anymore. What do I do with them? What do I do with them now?
What's your room number?
I don't know. I've been asleep for a week. I shot up... You know what Ambien is?
Uh-huh.
Just taking them orally, wasn't helping anymore.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You okay?
I crushed them up, and I snorted them, and I've been
asleep for a week.
I was asleep for a week. I'm in the hotel.
Well, here. Yeah, but where at?
Oh, I'm on the bed still. I haven't gotten my sea legs back under me. I don't know. Did you guys move me rooms when I was asleep?
No.
No? Nobody, because this room doesn't look, it looks different. Like, did she come in and make up the second bed while I was asleep?
What's your name?
My name is Dwight.
First, last name?
No, that's a first name.
What's your last name?
Johnson.
So Mr. Dwight Johnson, correct?
Yeah,
and your number is 573-255-0599?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure. I don't recognize that. Did you guys give me a new number while I was asleep?
Most definitely.
This is not my cell phone. This isn't my cell phone.
No worries. No worries. Tell me.
It's not good. This isn't my cell phone.
Yeah, well, what's the last name, sir?
Whose cell phone is this? Whose clothes am I wearing?
Hey, but it seems like you're not well. I'm going to give you a number to the officer that's here with me.
Uh-huh. Why?
He's gonna give you a contact.
Just hand him the phone.
He's gonna contact you, okay?
Just hand him the phone.
Yeah, no. No. But I'm definitely gonna pass it on to him.
No, just give him the phone.
No worries.
I'm friends with cops. Cops give me drugs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They like me.
All right, Mr. Donnie, you keep on saying what you say. Well, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I hope you get better.
I don't think it's going to happen. Well, I'm a criminal informant, and my conscience is really getting to me. That's why I take drugs.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Why is there an officer at the front desk with you? Is this place unsafe?
No.
This place got 3 stars. I don't want to have to go mark you down for unsafeness.
Oh. Okay.
I'll mark you down so quick.
Okay, sir.
Is the officer there?
Is that all you wanted to vent about?
No, is the officer there to suck your dick?
Okay.
No, it's a question. It's not an okay response.
Well, sir.
What?
You have a lovely evening.
No.
I hope you're doing well.
No, I gotta go shit in the toilet.
Okay.
But the poop won't come out of my ass. It wants to come out of my eyes. My eyes.
Hi, welcome back, sir.
Hi, thank you. Wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah, second floor.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Well, sir, you have a wonderful day now, okay?
I didn't dismiss you. You can't just kick me off the phone. You're not my dad. You don't pay the bills. Listen.
Alrighty.
Here's the secret. Have a good day. Listen, here's the secret here. Yeah. I'm here to suck your dick. You passed. You passed. Listen, I'm an undercover shopper. No, listen, You passed. I'm an undercover shopper.
Okay.
And I'm secretly gonna suck your dick.
You have a wonderful undercover. Day now, okay?
No,
you have a good day now. No.
Yeah, you have a better day, motherfucker.
Okay, I will.
Okay, that's good.
Whatever you say, bud.
Okay.
You have a good day now.
No, you have a better day.
I will. Bye.
Okay,
now.
Good, fine. Whatever.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
177 Motor Inn, how can I help you?
Hi, listen. I'm having a problem. The guy next door, he cut a hole in the wall that separates our rooms, and he's claiming eminent domain.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What room are you in?
I'm over here, and I'm in my room. Listen,
I've been drinking.
I've been drinking, ma'am. I'm sorry, and I'm going to help.
What room are you in? Because I can see your phone number.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I'm not trying to hide my phone number. You know
what is your name? What is your name? You're calling me and not saying anything else.
My name is Dwight.
Dwayne?
Yeah.
Okay, Dwayne, you're here at the motel?
Yeah, I'm in the room at the top of the stairs. The one room right there as soon as you come up the stairs.
What room? I don't understand. What's the number on the door?
I've been drinking. That's outside. That's a long ways away.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
You know the room. You know the room. You know the wall that separates. That separates.
What wall, sir?
The
I'm
wall,
not sure which
no,
one you're talking
see,
about.
See, there's a wall, and it goes the other. Like you have a neighbor, right?
Okay, which room? What is your last name, Dwayne?
Johnson. But he cut
Dwayne
off.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. Not, and don't make no stupid joke about The Rock, because he sucks as an actor.
I'm not. What room are you in, sir?
I don't know. I'm on the second floor, top of the stairs. I'm drunk, and I've caught a hole in the wall. And eminent domain is what he claimed.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
And the floor is missing. The floor,
when did you check? When did you check into this room?
The floor went AWOL.
Okay.
I checked in 2 days back.
Okay, who did you check in with? What did the person look like?
I didn't check in with nobody. I did a keyless entry. I let myself in.
Uh huh. Sure. Okay. Well, I know you're not calling from a room here.
No, of course not. I'm calling from my cell
phone. I got your phone number, so I will call the police and tell them we have somebody here.
I had a new iPhone 16. You think I'm going to use your shitty phone instead of my new iPhone 16?
Okay. Well, I'll let the police know, and I'm going to call the owner.
Listen, this sounds like something a poor would do. You sound poor.
Say what?
You sound poor.
Say that again.
You sound poor. You couldn't even phone my iPhone 16. Poor. P-O-U-R. Poor.
Like pouring a drink?
Yeah, you're poor.
No, I'm not.
You don't talk to me like that. I'm going to spell out something else that sounds like poor. I'm going to throw an W on there and an H.
My goodness. You sound poor.
Yeah, that really fucking struck a chord, didn't it?
Yeah, she's like,
oh,
what?
You are.
What was that? Poor.
Poor? Like pour a drink?
Hey, God. I'm going to call her back. Tell her I wasn't done. Oh, nice, Icarus.
Thank you for calling 77 Motor Inn. How can I help you?
So I wasn't done yet. So you're poor.
No, you're wrong because I have figured out which room you're in.
No,
and if you harass me, then I'm going to call
no,
the
no,
police.
See, there. What room am I in? This is what started the argument to begin with. Uh-oh. Whoever's in that room better check the fuck out real quick. I would like to. Oh wait, I was about to say I didn't say a room number, but I guess I gave her a good enough direction. She's like, I fucking know now.
Ha ha. Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to kick the habit. You know, as they say.
Who are you? Quit harassing me.
No, we're doing drugs. What's that lady?
I don't know.
Why did you harassing her?
Huh?
This is the first time I talked to her.
not on this page. No, not the page I sent you that we started on. We started on, you're on 21 and working, right?
Quit harassing me.
Oh, yeah. No, I never made it that far. No, she's full of shit.
Okay.
Well, there was a bot.
Somebody else must be calling.
Talk to again.
A kick to have it
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I like
tonight.
That. We're gonna kick it.
We're shooting drugs.
Good evening, Company Santa Monica.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so we're trying to kick the habit tomorrow. And so there's a bunch of us in the room, and we need some inspiration to do drugs for just one more day. Like, do you have any, like, words of wisdom or advice that would expire at midnight and then we would stop doing drugs.
I don't have rooms. We're sold out.
What are you talking about? We're staying here. I don't need a room.
Oh, you're staying here. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have a bunch of friends, and we're trying to kick the habit. We're trying to stop, you know, doing the drugs. And so we got everyone together, and everyone's going to commit to stop doing drugs tomorrow. Tomorrow's we're going to kick the habit, but tonight, we're going to do drugs. Lots of them.
That's illegal, sir. You can't do that in your room.
What are you talking about?
Here.
I didn't say what kind. Hey,
look at this. I just cut this. Here, take a sniff.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Good evening. Best customer at Palace. How can I help you?
Yeah, it's all over the floor in here.
What's all
over? Sorry.
My name is Mace. I'm actually a New York rapper. We're in our room. And we're doing one last freak off in P. Diddy's honor, and we got the baby oil everywhere.
Okay, well, that's funny.
it's not funny, though. I don't make fun of your
What room
freak
are you
offs.
In?
Fucking jerk.
What room are you in?
Yeah, why you got a freak off shame us? How was that?
Did the hotel just blow up? I think it was a gas leak. I imagine
Sir?
His head blew up. His oh. He fucking was so fed up, his head just went boof. He just blew.
Wow.
Exploded right on the air. He's dead.
Hi, and thank you for calling Short Stories Hotel. How may I help you?
Yes, hello? Hello? My tongue is stuck to the AC unit.
Your what?
My tongue. It's stuck to the AC unit in my room.
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm in 215.
Sorry?
215.
What room are you in?
215.
215?
My tongue is stuck to the AC unit in my room.
Your tongue?
My tongue is stuck to the AC unit in my room.
Okay, and you're at 206.
The AC unit was cold. Yes. My tongue is stuck to the AC unit.
Your tongue?
Stuck. Stuck AC, air conditioning unit in my room. Tongue is stuck to air conditioner in my room.
Okay, we'll be right there.
My tongue is stuck to the AC unit in the room.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Just get fucking louder with it.
More body parts have to be attached to things in the room.
Dumb one. Double dare me. Do you do it?
Thank you for calling the Cover Hotel. This is Payne speaking. How may I help you?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, hello?
Hi. I have a very sensitive issue to speak with you about.
Okay.
You know what TikTok is?
Yes.
You know how people were stupid as hell back in the day, eating Tide Pods and stuff like that.
Yes, sir. Can I help you with anything?
Yeah, I was getting to it. So I did something stupid for TikTok. I got a part of me stuck inside of the TV.
This should be a call for someone else, I believe.
No. You guys are the ones at the front, right? Like, you would know what to do with this situation. I'm sure you've been through this before.
No. Are you staying at our hotel?
Yeah, I am. And someone paid me $50.
I mean, your room number?
215. somebody paid me $50 to have intercourse with the television in my room. And I'm stuck.
Cool, yeah, but we don't have a 215, so...
Well, one of us is fucking stupid.
They do now.
Hi. Yeah, have a good night.
Yeah, he told you. You do now.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Century Park Hotel.
Yeah, hi. How you doing there, guy?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, have you asked him about the Wi-Fi? Because I'm trying to raid... And it's really, like, laggy, and people are getting mad at it.
Listen, we've been going around. People are not receptive to us knocking on the door. We're asking them to disconnect from you guys' free Wi-Fi because my buddy's trying to do a raid right now.
Yeah, I'm the healer, and me not being able to click on things is really bad.
Yeah, I get you, man.
So, like, people are mad. I had to slap a man. And his feelings are hurt now, but I think he's going to... He may want some retribution.
Oh, man, they're going to kick me out of the raid. This guy's already sowing seeds of discontent. He's like, hey, man, healer, what the fuck are you doing? It's not good. I worked hard for my rep,
dude. Let me call my Wi-Fi guy.
Your Wi-Fi guy?
Yeah, he'll restart the Wi-Fi when you're... Well, not restart... Yeah, yeah, we call... We call a guy. He'll fix it for you. What's your room number?
215.
Yep. Yeah. 215. Okay. Yeah, let me see if he can speed up the Wi-Fi.
See if he can prune the Wi-Fi tree. Just prune some of these people right off of it.
Yeah. Could you could you ban all the pornographic websites? Because I'm pretty sure all the guests are watching that kind of stuff, and that's what's slowing down the network.
Hey man, you gotta let people do whatever they want. They gotta do, man. But I'll talk to him. I'll see if he can speed up the Wi-Fi in your room.
But you don't understand. Is we're doing a remote proctology exam right now with the Da Vinci robot, and if we're getting too much of a ping, this isn't gonna work, and we're gonna end up losing the bot in someone's asshole.
Well, let me see what I can do. Let me see if I can ban a few people. I'll see what they're doing.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries.
I don't think it's... Right. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't want to lose this game because you got people doing hand release in the hotel.
I mean, people got to relieve stress, man. And I'll see what I can do for you, man.
But they'll grow hair on their palms. You don't understand.
Yeah, and then their vision will get shady.
Every sperm is sacred... Yeah, call your guy.
Let me see what I can do for you guys, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Tired
of all the bed shaking in here.
Yeah, I want him to bring an Ethernet cable straight to my room from the roof.
I'll be from storage from the ground level, but I'll see if he can bring it.
Okay, yeah, you just gotta, it's so easy, dude. You just go into the router and then you block pornhub.com. That's all you do. And then all the network problems will get solved. Yeah.
The problem.
Well,
again, I'll
that
solve
suggestion.
It.
Now, let me see what he says.
Gotta check out the hook.
All right.
I might want to get some of the stragglers, too, like Red Tube and all those other things. Yeah.
X Hamster. You gotta get that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nah, you can't ban it. You can't ban everything, man. You gotta let some websites.
Sure, you can.
Go.
Ask North Korea.
Yeah, well, how do you think people in North Korea get their rocks off?
By going to work and being reputable people.
North Korean pornographic magazines. That doesn't sound like a thing.
How else would they get their stuff done?
I think they just concentrate really hard on how great their dear leader is, and then they come. I think that's how it works.
That's a good technique. I should try it out later on today.
Are you serious? Okay.
Hey, can you come? The guy next door, he was the one that I slapped. Can you go over and apologize for me and put your mouth on it?
Yeah, I'll give him a call.
All right, sounds good.
You're good. You're good people.
Right, yeah, you sound like you go to church.
Thank you.
Yeah. You sound like you go to church and get kicked out for masturbating. That's what you sound like.
You sound like you use the church's Wi-Fi for illicit purposes.
That's why you don't want to ban it. It's for you.
I don't want upset male guys.
I think we just solved the mystery of the Holy Ghost sounds coming from the bathroom at church.
Nah, that's not me, man. I haven't done it in a long time.
Not really?
Since high school.
Wait a minute. A long time. Wait a fucking minute. You masturbated in church?
Nah. That was
Don't backtrack now. You said in a long time.
He said it was the old him. Now he's saved.
Oh, it's like the Old Testament over there. Get out of here.
Yeah. Now he saves it. He doesn't. He saves. Yeah.
He bottles it.
Yeah.
Brings it to
Jesus
church.
Jesus saves.
Prays over it.
That was my holy water right there.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Doesn't stay water for too long, though. I don't understand.
You know what you got to really watch out for? Is turning a black light onto those little kneeling pads at church. A lot of things happen when you're on your knees.
Oh, my Lanta.
No, I was never lucky enough to experience that.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Can you reserve us a room in hell real quick? Because I'm pretty sure that's where we're heading.
Yeah, I've got a strong feeling that we've got first class tickets to the underworld.
Nah, good luck with that, man. I can't make reservations.
And when we get there, P. Diddy's going to have all the baby oil we could ever want.
How about Purgatory? I heard they have Froyo places in Purgatory.
Yeah, that's where
to go there.
That's where Baskin Robbins is going. TCBY.
I've heard that too. That's why I'm hoping to go.
Where are you hoping to go?
Purgatory. He wants Froyo.
Sounds good.
I think Pinkberry is like below hell. I think that's even worse than hell. I think the devil himself won't even go to Pinkberry.
All right, man. Well, I have a guest right here. I got
to
go.
All right, let me talk to him.
But I'll
give him the phone.
The Wi-Fi.
Yeah, maybe he knows how to fix the network. Maybe he's a tech worker on business trip.
Yeah, ask him if his name is Zero Cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure they're just going to check in.
All right.
But I'll ask if he says yes, then I'll give you guys a call back and you guys can talk to him.
Okay.
Do you have any spare like dial-up modems there at the front desk?
We don't.
Because I don't.
We ran out. Like
I don't really like. I don't really know. I don't really like what's playing right now on the TV in the room, and I want to call the local TV station and trick the guy to giving me the phone number that controls the whole thing, and then dial in and then. Have a war with a fellow hacker.
If you look it up on Google, I think you'll find it.
On Google, huh?
Yeah.
No, I go to the AI now. That's where I go. AI tells me everything I need to know.
Old Google, you know, always trustworthy.
No. See, the AI stole my job, so now I have a lot more time to masturbate. So.
All right, man. I gotta go. Sorry, hang up, man.
Before you go, that girl that's talking in the background, she got a big dumper on her. That might be my wife.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
That hurricane came through, damaged a lot of hotels down there. So they bought this one up, and we're gonna give it to them half price, and they're just.
Sorry, I think you dialed the wrong number.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, we're not in Florida.
No, I say I'm relocating this to Florida, honey.
Oh, you're relocating, yeah.
Pablo, honey?
Are you coming to L.A.?
Pablo, honey, come back to Florida.
No, I no come back. You in beach.
Hello.
Huberty?
Yeah, what's your name, cutie?
My name is Huberty.
Okay.
Or you could just call me Umberto.
Okay.
Yeah. My name is Fuck.
The girls call me Umbi. The girls call me Umbi. Or Gumby. Okay. Because I'm very flexible. And I can, like, change the shape of my body because I'm made of clay. And that's... Girls are really, really interested in that.
Do acrobat?
Sorry? What'd you say?
You can do acrobat?
Yeah, I can do whatever because, like... I mean, I could literally change myself into the shape of a male penis. So what else is there that I would ever want to do?
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah, I do.
Right now,
I do it on TikTok.
Are you at Florida right now?
I'm on Pokey, my horse, because I said my name is Gumby.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
He didn't. I don't know if it was just me, but he did not seem to let out a laugh where he felt that this was humorous.
No, I think he recognizes clearly that this is serious. That, you know, maybe he's thinking that some scientific investigation is required.
Oh, no!
What's going on there?
We seem to be being beaten about the highway by a very large tractor trailer. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I jumped into traffic to prove that I was invincible, and the car swerved. I win.
Oh. Oh my god.
Yeah, there was a family of four in a minivan, but, you know, they swerved.
That was me. I told you I'm Gumby. I can shapeshift into anything. I shapeshifted into a family of four in a minivan. Yeah. Wasn't real.
What can you shape? What can you shapeshift into, sir?
Oh, I can't do anything.
That's fucking weak.
You don't have any skills? You don't have, like, bow hunting skills, bow staff skills, nunchuck skills. Girls like guys with skills.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, how are you ever going to move out of your mother's house, my chode? What was the giggle about?
No.
Yeah, you have you seen the movie My Girl? Or there's a Hindi version called My Chode.
Oh, My Children? I didn't watch that yet.
No, My Chode. My Chode.
Oh, My Chode.
Yeah, if you go to Blockbuster, it's right next to the movie Gandu.
I see. Maybe I'll check it out. Not in Netflix?
Yeah, right. It's right there. If you rent Lal Singh Chada, like, they'll give you that one for free.
Oh, wow. I'll check it out, yeah.
Yeah, do you ever Netflix and then finger yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Oh, what's that Netflix on?
Confirmation.
Yeah, it's the time to call him a Terry Maki Chut, I think.
I don't think he's of the OSDK persuasion.
No?
No. Sir, what is your nationality, for the record?
Yeah, we need to know which insults will work on you.
No.
I'm American.
Not with that accent. Oh, that's a cop-out. Not with that accent.
Yeah, I'm a citizen now.
What was your country of origin? Treat it like a spelling bee. Country of origin.
Zimbabwe.
He didn't even say it right.
Can you, like, properly say the name of your country of origin, please, for the record?
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe?
No, Zimbabwe.
Okay, yeah. It's, why are you saying it with a B in the beginning? Anyway.
No, that's a B.
So why did you come? Why did you come to America for the great opportunities here?
Yeah.
I know why you.
Pasture.
Yeah. My parents did the same, and boy, were they wrong.
Oh.
Like, why do you leave Italy?
And all the beautiful
people.
What
the hell's the matter with you? See, in Italy, you get free health care. Yeah, in Italy, you know, I'm first generation. In Italy, you get free health care and pension. America, you get nothing. Nothing.
Nothing, yeah, nothing. Yeah. I'm thinking of going back, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because there's nothing here. It's crazy.
I mean, there's
now. There's
yeah.
A lot of burglars.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of homeless people.
Mm. Where are we calling? Hopefully, we're not calling where I live, because you know, that's where I used to live.
Where do you live?
No, homeless and burglars. There were those where I used to live.
Where?
Somebody across the street from me bought a $1.4 million house, and then 2 days later, two RV trucks pulled up in front of his beautiful home, put out open buckets underneath to catch the poop that was coming out of the RVs. It was great. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Wait a minute. What's the national language of Zimbabwe?
You can Google it.
I can't afford Google. It's too expensive.
Yeah, we ran out of personal private information for them to secretly steal.
Wait a minute, There's like 16 languages for Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Which one do you do? Shona, Chua, Venda?
Chua? Chua.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
Let me see if I can work on that for you.
Were you born here, sir?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Were you both mm-hmm. born here?
Yes. What, in the hotel? No. I was born somewhere else.
I was born in the ice machine of the hotel. Yeah.
Not in San Francisco?
San Fornia Califresco? Mm.
Yeah.
I love how whenever you say the word homeless, there's an immediate mind map to San Francisco and L.A. Yeah.
I know.
So, how do we solve the problem? We don't.
So what you do?
So you're going to go back to Zimbabwe with American dollars.
American dollar is a lot.
Wait a minute. In Zimbabwe,
you could pull
isn't
some
that,
serious bitches.
Yeah, wasn't that where Prince Hakim was from? Wasn't Zimbabwe like something down in there?
Who?
Prince Hakim.
You know, the royal king,
the
kingdom of Zamunda.
Yeah, but wasn't he from like Zimbabwe somewhere, but another country there?
Not South Africa.
I'm glad that he knows. Like I'm glad hidden. He knows that it was a movie too. That's excellent.
It was a hidden part of Zimbabwe, like Zimbabwe and one half. You know, was the address.
The language he told me to look up, it doesn't exist. Google doesn't accept that as a language.
Oh, no Google Translate available.
No, it says "fuck you." That's what it says. It says right up your
before
ass.
Before you go back
it's
to Zimbabwe.
Language.
Oh, before you go back to Zimbabwe, I would recommend trying out the good old Midwest of the United States. It's very underrated.
I would love.
but I would go
which
there.
Which one would you rather?
I'd go which to Wisconsin. I'd go to like Milwaukee or Madison. I'd go to Milwaukee or Madison. I don't know. Milwaukee might be kind of bad now. I don't know, but Madison is really good. You should go there, and then you'll experience America like it used to be.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah, because where I stay right now, it doesn't show any American.
You should go. What you should do is you should go to Chicago and get mugged good and proper.
Yeah.
That's why you don't feel at home yet. You don't have the you don't have the proper gang colors yet.
Yeah, I grew up in Chicago and we couldn't wear purple to school because it was a gang color.
Goddamn Latin kings running everything around here.
See, America's always sucked. See, it's not that you've discovered that America sucks. It's always sucked. It's just we have really good marketing.
Yeah, we put that good propaganda out
Hold
there.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Hold on
1 second. Well, goodbye.
Goddamn Latin kings out here.
I used to get the fat shoelaces and get in trouble for them because of all the different colors. Like, these are gang shoelaces.
You got to wear them neutral colors. You got to wear like a salmon.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Why are you wearing, salmon to school? So I don't get fucking shanked on the way.
I'll come now. I'm coming. Oh.
Dead. That's sad that somebody's here from Zimbabwe and thinks that America is shit. My god, that's not good.
They can hear that now, just so you know, when Naxma's dialing, they can hear this shit now. Hello?
Good evening, David. This is Uma. I can help you.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Not very good. I was in the middle of trying to get this spoon heated up, and I ran out of lighter fluid. Do you have lighter fluid or lighters down there?
Unfortunately, no. What are you trying to do again? Sorry?
Oh, I'm trying to heat up my drugs.
You trying to heat up your drug?
Yeah. I'm like midway into the process. It's dissolved in the water, and now I got to heat up the water to boiling point. And then I got to load the needle, and then I got to shoot it into my veins, and then not go anywhere for the next 6 to 8 hours.
Did you ask her if she has any Bunsen burners at the front desk?
Yeah, ma'am. Do you have any Bunsen burners down there?
What's your room number, sir?
I'd rather
215?
Not. Yeah, don't tell her.
I'm sorry. I'm not thinking clearly because there's all these chemicals here.
I don't need someone come up here and yelling at me while I'm trying to do drugs.
Good luck, guys.
I love you.
Why did you just sound like Liam Neeson? Good luck.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Thank you for calling Naiden. How can I help you?
Hi. What is your drug policy in the room?
Any kind of drug that cannot overdose you.
But I've overdosed on marijuana before. So is that still allowed?
If you're going to get overdosed here, don't do it here. They're just not in their policy.
Okay, listen.
What about cheesecake, though?
Yeah.
Because, like, I've eaten so much cheesecake that I've passed out before. And
that,
I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
I Narcanned him after he did it, but it didn't have an effect on him.
When I got to the hospital, they injected espresso into my veins, and that woke me right up. They were like, oh, thank God. Got to take it easy with the cheesecake.
Yeah, I just recently had some cheesecake, too. Mine was from Ralph's, not from the Cheesecake Factory.
Big mistake.
Ew. But hey, man, it just got me a little bit of that diarrhea, let it all out, and I was back to normal.
Are you lactose intolerant?
You need a room reservation so you could I guess.
No, we're in the room. We're already staying here.
Oh, you're staying here. Okay.
Yeah. That's why we're asking, because we didn't want to be rude. And I don't mean to alarm you at all either, but I literally injected about a pound of marijuana like half an hour ago, and it's going to be kicking in at about any moment.
No. I guess I just don't have a cure for that, man. You're going to have to deal with it yourself.
But how do you deal with that? I've never injected marijuana before. I've always smoked it, but I know you guys don't want to smoke it in here.
Right. I mean, I actually never injected myself.
And Ted right now, he's loading up a needle full of cheesecake. He's ready to shoot up.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious because I'm constipated. You said you got cheesecake from Ralph's and it gave you diarrhea. I'm thinking it might go that way.
Yeah, let it all out.
Like, how out? Like, were you glued to the toilet for 24 hours? Did your liver come out? Like, how clean are we talking?
It wasn't that bad. It was just emptying it out what I had eaten.
How clean?
Something about
empty. If he stood, like, downwind of a nice breeze, I mean, would it just whistle right across like a jug?
No, I did it in a toilet, dude, not in the open field.
You shit in an open field?
No, not on the open field.
I'm starting to question this Ralph's cheesecake. He ate... So, Ted, this is what you heard right there. He ate Ralph's cheesecake. Gave him diarrhea in a field, in an open field.
Yeah.
No, not on the open field in my house.
Your house is in an open field.
Like on your front lawn? The backyard?
No. It wasn't that bad.
Were you composting?
Oh, you made it.
Yeah, I made it.
Where did you make it? Did you make it to the bed? You fell asleep and then woke up in a pool of your own filth? Is that what we're talking about?
That would be crazy, yes. No, I did not do that. It was, I had time. I made it to the restroom, so.
And did you go back?
Yeah, so didn't have it that bad.
Did he go back to Ralph's?
Yeah,
no.
Like after you dumped your ass out in the toilet, did you go back to Ralph's and get another cheesecake?
No, I did not.
What about Panda Express? You haven't been back since.
No, I'm not planning to go anytime soon.
Oh. But you mentioned the Cheesecake Factory, like you were faced with a choice. You knew what the right choice was.
You said you didn't go to
Ralph's instead of Cheesecake Factory. You said that earlier.
He was cutting corners on price.
You said something about Cheesecake Factory.
Don't try to walk it back now because you had the choice in front of you. It's like, oh, I'm going to save.
I'm getting the Cheesecake Factory on the phone right now.
Yeah, let's settle this.
I meant for the cheaper option.
Okay, let's call Ralph's. Yeah, let's talk to Ralph's about their cheesecake.
Can I ask you, why didn't you call, like, private number?
Why you didn't check the expiration date on the cheesecake at Ralph's?
No, I checked the caller ID, like the 206 number. I mean...
No, you're trying to redirect the conversation. What was the expiration date on the Ralph's cheesecake?
I didn't look.
Ah.
So you went over to Ralph's Fresh Fare and just straight up got expired cheesecake, which caused you to evacuate your bowels in an open field next to your home.
We don't know it was expired. I mean, I didn't look at the expiration date.
So now you're admitting it was expired.
No, that's what you say.
Was it on that, like, wire rack next to the bakery that said, you know,
oops, we baked too much?
Yeah, we baked too much. And it's like, oops, you're gonna shit too much later.
Yeah, I think he got a warm cheesecake off of a rack shelf instead of out of a refrigerator that was expired, and then he evacuated his bowels in a field next to his house, is what he's trying to say.
Maybe that's what happened.
Are you comfortable with that testimony? Yeah. Is that how you want to go forward?
And just remember that you will be summoned to court to testify to this statement.
Because... Can I think about it before I confirm it?
No, because Ralph's is suing you for slander.
Defamation. Because Ralph's is listening to this call. And, you know, whether you believe it or not, they care about their cheesecake. And this has happened before where someone tried to lambast and slander them over their cheesecake.
I had them before, too. I mean, I guess it was just a bad batch for me.
Yeah, the charge here, they said they're suing you for literally talking shit.
I believe these days, you never know, man. People be doing crazy shit.
Did you do a Yelp review on the bathroom you used after eating the cheesecake at Ralph's?
No.
How many stars would you rate the bathroom that you used? Would you recommend it?
Highly, highly recommend it. It's my own restroom.
Okay, can I use it?
Did your finger go through the toilet paper? Or was it 3-ply?
Use Charmander.
Did you squeeze the Charmander?
Guys, how about, I'm gonna let you guys go. I have somebody... Oh, yeah. Like,
all right. Well, that's okay, because we're going to write down the documents that you pled guilty.
Yeah, you pled guilty to slandering Ralph's cheesecake. And we'll talk about sentencing later. It might involve apologizing and maybe showing them some of the poo.
We're going to take a book out of Singapore, and we're gonna cane your shitty ass.
Okay. You guys
sugar cane.
On that... No.
What?
Yes.
We're good. The punishment is sugar caning. Yeah.
God damn it. That's gonna be a bitch.
I'm sorry. This is,
Hang on. I'm putting that in the documents.
I don't know what this is.
You bitch. Yeah. God damn it.
I will not have you swearing while giving testimony. You're better than that.
Don't go down that road.
These are weird calls, aren't they?
Yeah, this man's ruining my erection.
He's a deflator mouse.
He better put his mouth on it and pump it back up.
You said there's a customer waiting. Are you servicing them yet?
How many fingers are you going to use to measure them?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us. Go services, this is Mude. What can I do for you?
You can get this guy out of my... Get this guy out of my room. He's in here trying to steal my cheesecake. Get out of here.
Oh. No.
You get...
Go ahead.
This guy's in my room. He's trying to steal my cheesecake.
Really?
My cheesecake, motherfucker!
I
love cheesecake.
Alright, what's the room number?
My cheesecake.
He's sending a cop right now.
Ah! He's giving me an Indian burn. He's giving me an Indian burn. Ah! Ah!
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah.
Alright, this phone call is recorded.
Yeah, record your asshole playing the fart trumpet.
I'm scooping the maraschino cherries off the top of the cheesecake.
All right, now put them in my asshole.
This phone call is recorded, and we're tracking the number, okay?
Yeah, track that
number.
You have
a glove?
All right. Oh, yeah.
You have a glove?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that cherry's going deep. Here, let me clear some room for the cherry.
All right, now I'm going to stuff some cheesecake up there.
Oh, one slice at a time.
The chaser.
One slice at a time. Hey, put the cherry syrup in there.
All right, I'll get the funnel.
Shut up! We're having fun in the room, motherfucker. Ah, oh, yeah. I'm a little cheesecake, red and velvet.
Guess
what?
It's not just cheesecake.
You got whipped cream?
It's chocolate cream pie.
Not yet, it's not.
Hi, we'd like to rent a room. Totally different person.
Yeah, see, this is the fun stuff you can have when we're tenants of your hotel. Let us rent a room. Laughs like this will be had by all right in the lobby.
Yeah, we're auditioning. We're the cake in ass stuffing trio or duo, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, two guys, one cake.
I hope a bunch of people around a conference table at Hyatt listen to this call.
I hope this makes it to your training at the corporate level.
I hope it's brought to the CEO's attention.
Yeah, and he'll see how unprofessional you are, and you'll be fired for not helping us.
He'll be like, why didn't you help those people put cake up their asses?
Jerk off.
He'll be like, oh, at Hyatt, we go the extra mile for our customers. If our customers want cake shoved up their butts, we do it. We salute.
Yeah, whatever happened to the customer is always right. I need a tiramisu asshole, like, stat. I need you to layer it.
And I need you to ice it and write something.
I'm going to tell the security guard that you play fuck the police all the time and he's going to kick your ass.
I sucked dick sometimes.
Are you guys broadcasting this filth to all of the customers at Hyatt in the lobby there?
Tear my asshole apart.
Wrong hotel. Wrong
hotel?
Yeah.
This is not the Hyatt?
This is not the Hyatt.
Oh.
So at the Hyatt, you don't pie it? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Wrong number, sir.
Oh, this
no,
is,
you're
this
fucking
is,
with
oh,
us.
Oh, shit, this isn't the Hyatt?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Hi. I'm good. How are you?
So listen, I only paid for one person in my room, and I'm trying to sneak my friend in. I threw the sheets out the window to try to pull him up, and now he's stuck.
A window?
Yeah, the window. I threw the sheets out the window, and I go to pull him up because I didn't want to pay for him. And now he's stuck.
Which room number you have?
215. It's amazing.
215?
Yeah, 215.
Okay, it's fine. We'll check in the morning.
No. But when I was pulling him up, he kicked the glass out of several other windows. Because I had him swinging like a pendulum.
So what you want? Can I come in your room right now, or
why? You want to get fucked?
No.
You want to come? You come. Listen. You come in my room. You're gonna get fucked.
I open the door.
You come in my room. I pulled out your pants, and you're gonna get fucked.
No.
Yeah, come on. Come to my room.
And just open the door and say, Dera maka vosera venture, then we'll know it's you.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Yeah, and then we'll be like, come on in, my chode.
Hey, London Lamaru's here.
Just let me know what you need.
We need you.
This guy's down on life. Listen to him.
We need.
Sorry, I don't have time. Like to.
No, can you send two Rundies to the room, please?
If you need any problem, just let me know and come on the front desk. Okay.
No, we need room service.
Yeah.
Two Rundies.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
I was looking at Talmud's message. Like, holy shit. Dwight is threatening to fuck this man. yeah, here I was.
Come to my room. Gotta get fucked.
That's all that happens in Dwight's room, apparently. You come into this room, you're gonna get fucked.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Well, there's gonna be butts. Door with my nuts.
Door opens, fucked. Capital T. Fucked.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Motherfucker, you Carlito Cross. Motherfucker, you. He asked me to touch a chick, and I touched it. And it felt real good. Motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross. King of a madhouse. Gone too soon. Motherfucker. Carlito Cross, Carlito Cross, motherfucker, you.